The federal government has declined, for a second time, to intervene on Ontario's plans to build the Bradford Bypass, a proposed 16.2 kilometres link between highways 400 and 404. In a press release published on Thursday, Ontario Green Party leader Mike Schreiner said he was disappointed with the decision. "We need to protect nature, not destroy it," he said. The Holland Marsh Highway, Bradford Bypass, should be cancelled. It will pump millions of kilograms of climate pollution into the air each year, tear up protected wetlands and endangered species habitat, and pollute Lake Simcoe. Schreiner says there are better, less environmentally local transportation solutions that the Ministry of Transportation outlined in 2014. "This highway is not the answer," he said. Earlier this week in the House of Commons, York Simcoe MP Scott Davidson pushed for progress of the highway. "The Bradford Bypass has been in the works for over 30 years, and the need for a faster, safer link between Highway 400 and the 404 has never been more clear," he said. "It's time to get behind the commuters, farmers, and residents in York Region and Simcoe County who are overwhelmingly in support of this important initiative by Caroline Mulroney and the Ontario government." Davidson says the highway will fight congestion, create jobs, and make York Simcoe an even better place to live. "So let's get it built," he said. Minister of Transportation and York Simcoe MPP Caroline Mulroney was pleased with to hear the news on Thursday. "I am proud that the Ontario government is full steam ahead on the construction of the Bradford Bypass," she said. "This long overdue project is a massive win for drivers, businesses, and farmers in York Simcoe. The Bradford Bypass will relieve gridlock, unlock access to housing, and help get goods to market faster."